the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
All right, so good morning, John. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This is kind of unusual for me, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. So you didn't see this ghosting thing coming, did you?
No. We went out. I took her to my favorite bar. We had a great time. We danced. We talked. We laughed. It seemed to go really well. I thought she was really into it.
All right. So that answers my next question. I was going to ask if you, she seemed into it or. All right. Well,
I hadn't been dating for a while, and I hadn't really found somebody I connected with in a long time. And I really thought we connected.
Okay. Well, let's give her a call and find out how she felt. All right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Mackenzie?
Yeah, it is.
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. I wanted to talk to you about your date that you went on with John.
What do you want to know about that jerk?
Uh-oh. He thought the date actually went really well. So what happened?
Yeah, I mean, the date was fine.
All right. So why do you say a jerk?
Okay. Well, after the date, I was hanging out with one of my girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
I was telling her how much fun that I had on the date. And I showed her a picture of John. And she'd gone out with him a month before.
Oh, no. Okay. That's awkward.
Yeah, you know, I don't even care that much about that. Really, what bugs me is that he ghosted her.
Oh, what? Okay. So that's why you're kind of ghosting him.
Exactly. I'm giving him a taste of his own medicine.
Okay. Interesting. Well, we actually have John on the line with us.
Hi.
So hi, John.
What friend are you talking about?
My friend.
What was her name?
Crystal.
Okay, I don't remember going out with a Crystal. She might have me confused with somebody else.
Yeah, well, you took her to the exact same bar you took me to, so maybe that'll jog your memory, John.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
John, this is not looking good on you.
No.
So you remember her.
I know exactly who she's talking about. I remember her now, and, you know, we went out. I didn't think there was anything between us. She didn't seem to think so. I mean, I didn't get a vibe from her. We just didn't have a spark. So I guess I just figured she would assume that the things weren't, that I wasn't going to ask her out again.
Hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, that could have all fit inside a text, John.
Very true. The ghoster has become the ghosted. Hmm. That's so interesting.
Yeah, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, now you know how it feels.
Okay, well, what about this? If I text Crystal and I apologize, would you be willing to give me another chance and go out one more time?
Dude, John, you should text my friend back because it's a decent thing to do.
You're right. You're right. And I will do that.
Okay. Well, if he does that, will there be a second date?
I mean, I'm absolutely open to it if you are.
Mackenzie?
I guess if my friend can forgive you, then I can too.
Great.
And that won't be weird for you, Mackenzie, having dated this, like, you and your friend date the same guy? She wasn't, like, really into him, was she?
No, but it was just that she, you know, she was hurt that he didn't, you know, that he just ghosted her, that he never responded back. No, if it was someone that she had really been into,
okay, then
I would definitely not do that.
Cool.
But
okay.
She did kind of feel the same way that John was saying.
Well, good. Well, John, make things right.
Yeah, I will absolutely do that as soon as we get off the line.
All right. Well, I'm glad we have a second date here. You two enjoy your time together.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Your 106.3.